Elliot Smith, sports talk host, is with me. Hey, Elliot.
Hello.
James Fisher-Harris.
Isn't this a bombshell?
How good.
Isn't this a bombshell? No one saw this coming. Yeah. They kept it very quiet, and the Warriors have managed to pull off an incredible replacement for Adam Fanua-Blake, because everyone's going, how on earth are they going to replace Adam Fanua-Blake, who's been a revelation for the Warriors? He's been released a season early on compassionate grounds. After the season, there have been a couple of names linked to the Warriors, but certainly none as big as James Fisher-Harris. And then all of a sudden this afternoon, they drop it. And, you know, out in the newsroom, it's like the whole bunch of Warriors fans sort of gasping in disbelief. You couldn't hear it. It was quite remarkable. This is a huge signing. Reigning Golden Boot Player of the Year, Kiwis captain. They couldn't have got much bigger.
Can you say why he wanted to come back?
Compassionate grounds. He's been released from the Panthers 2 years early, so I guess the Warriors are letting one player go on compassionate grounds a year early.
What does that mean?
He's got family here, wants to be closer to them. It could be any variety of reasons.
They're having, that's an easy out, isn't it?
It is an easy out, but to go 2 years early suggests that you do have an immediate reason to go. And look, the Panthers, three straight premierships. I don't think they would have let him go easy if there wasn't a legitimate reason. You know, they've built this team very, very well. So they'll have to find a replacement themselves now. So to get a player of his caliber is huge for the Warriors as they look ahead to next year. And
Is there a part of you that thinks he would have come to the Warriors partly because of how well they're doing, right? Nobody wants to go to a squad that's doing a crappy job.
No, exactly. I think that's it's a real win for the Warriors in terms of their place now in the NRL. And no one else knew that he was on the marketplace, of course. So, you know, if a player like James Fisher-Harris, who's widely regarded as the best prop in the game or one of the best props in the game, is on the market, then everyone's chasing him. All the NRL clubs are chasing him, but the Warriors have got it across the line a couple of years before he was actually supposed to be on the market.
I'm going to have to buy me my own jersey.
You might have to.
I might have to.
Frank Endicott on the show tonight, former Warriors coach, to talk about that.
Hey, okay, so we knew that Netball New Zealand was apparently negotiating to get the ANZ Premiership teams into the Aussie comp. Have they confirmed this?
Netball Australia has confirmed there were meetings have taken place. Netball New Zealand's been very, very quiet on the matter, but Netball Australia has confirmed that meetings have taken place around three potential licences going to New Zealand. Now, of course, there's no guarantee that Australia actually wants to have New Zealand teams, but it's a big sign that New Zealand clearly realises the ANZ Premiership is in massive strife.
And it was a big mistake.
A mistake, perhaps right in the moment, but you look back now with the hindsight and you go, yeah, that was a mistake splitting in two. But Australia were also saying at the time, a bit like New Zealand rugby did a few years ago, oh, you can only have two teams, you can only have one team. So they were really putting the squeeze on. But I think now there's been a dose of realism at Netball New Zealand and gone, we're actually in a bit of strife here. We need to get back with the Australians. And for the sake of not only our professional pathways, but also the Silver Ferns and eyeballs on netball, because it feels like it's really stale at the moment.
Hold on a tick, though. Do the Australians, what's in it for the Australians?
That's
because
the question.
Aren't they going to have to then wear the cost in some way from the broadcasting rights of the New Zealand pay packets?
Well, they'll probably get some more money from New Zealand than they do at the moment.
Well,
at the moment, the Foxtel deal, I don't think, covers their expenses. So they kind of need another injection of money. So that could be the reason that they get, sponsorship and perhaps a deal with Sky or whoever can transmit it on this side of the Tasman, which they don't currently. So that's an uplift in revenue that may help bring.
So we might force Sky to pay more.
It could force Sky to pay more. You can sell the sponsorship rights to companies that operate on both sides of the Tasman. It opens up a few more avenues.
Good stuff. And
so that could be a real interesting scenario.
Thank God we've seen the light on this. Okay, Elliot, thank you very much. Looking forward to your show. Elliot Smith, we're back 7 o'clock for Sports Talk.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.